Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs, okay? I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How's everything going with you?
It's going super, super well. What's going on with you?
What is going on? I'm having my third cup of Café Bustelo, which is...
Oh, it's exciting.
Like an old person's version of, like, doing crack before work. And that's pretty much it, man. It's a pretty exciting life over here, okay? I just watched Family Karma, and I realized I'm kind of... I don't know that this show is always my speed because it's like so nice and happy and stuff, but it's my, it's like an old people show, you know? It's like, oh, look at the, yeah. I watch a show and I think, oh my God, aren't these kids so nice? What a good group of kids. And then I see a commercial while I was watching Big Brother last night for Love Island. And I just was like, yes. You sluts, all of you, you man whores, you users. And then watching Family Karma this morning, I realized I might just be really, really old at this point.
You might be. You might be an auntie. I mean, you are an auntie. We all know this. I was like really angry because I had no idea that Love Island was starting last night. And I happened to turn on the TV and there was like 20 minutes left in the premiere. And I was furious because I love Love Island. So shame on you, CBS, for not doing better publicity for a show. Okay. Hello. You should be letting us know these things. Okay. This is very important that we know these things. But Family Karma... God, I love Family Karma. It's one of my favorite shows on Bravo. I absolutely love it. Although I'm having some trouble as a recapper, because I'm finding that it's falling into that trap of being just sort of like likable, really enjoyable, watchable fare where there's not a huge amount to comment on these days. You know, there was some early on, there was some stuff in the season, but now we're just kind of watching friends just hang out and declare how much drama there was this one time when they last hung out, but there's not actually that much drama when they hang out currently or even.
Yeah, it's funny that they talk about how much drama they have. You know, like this whole time, Anisha's like, oh my God, our friends, honey, because she's like trying to be a gay guy this season. She's like, honey, like when me and my friends hang out, there's like so much drama. No, there's not. There's like literally not. I don't know what you're talking about. Some guy almost got his face put in the ground, whatever that means. And then last year you suggested that Monica might have like slept in the same room as Brian one time. You guys need to up your game, okay? I need some drug addictions. I need some sluttiness, okay? The coming out thing is very nice, okay? I enjoy the 5 minutes of tears I get. But I need somebody to hurt somebody else, okay?
Yeah, I thought this season was going to have a little bit more grit to it because it opened up with, you know, bad blood between some people. But now it's just sort of like evened out again. And this episode's all about Friendsgiving. And they keep on talking about how last Friendsgiving, oh, there was so much drama. And the drama was basically Brian like confronting Monica about their relationship. I don't even remember the details. And the drama was essentially Monica saying, excuse me, that makes me feel really uncomfortable. That's the extent. They're acting as if it was the dinner party from hell on Beverly Hills with Alison Dubois sitting there with a e-cig saying, I know when your father's going to meet someone else. Know that.
Yeah, I need like Taylor Armstrong to stand up and do her enough, the Taylor Armstrong enough, okay? Because that's what I need from a dinner party.
I need Taylor Armstrong to come into this group and say, start. Not enough, but start. 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 Also,
not enough fighting. Not enough fighting.
Not enough. Now, I love really pretty much everyone in this cast, and I love Anisha. But now it's time to have a little bit of a intervention, friend to friend. We are the friends, and you are our other friend, Anisha. The WAP thing, we love that you're up on current slang. We love that you know music. We love that you know Megan the Stallion.
Do not we us because I'm not going to shame her for saying WAP. So that's you. You go on your own WAP crusade.
I'm not shaming about the word. I'm shaming about overuse of the word and like the novelty of the shock factor. You know, like because every scene she's like, I'm going to go to Starbucks because I've got a WAP. You know what a WAP is, Mom? Do you know what a WAP? Yes, I know what a WAP is. We talk about it every single day.
I'm going to Starbucks. I'm getting a cake WAP. Okay.
I'm going to Burger King to get a Whopper. What do you think about that, Mom? I mean, Anisha, you need to be more creative. This is why you can't find a man.
Also, sorry to break it to everybody. The big controversy seems to be like, is Bali an auntie? Oh my God, is she? Yes. And guess who else is? Anisha. Okay. She may be a young auntie, but she's an auntie. Okay. Let's not fuck around.
Auntie. It's like the big controversy is whether or not Bali's an auntie, but it's like a controversy that we hear about WAP more than we hear about this controversy. It just sort of like floats in every now and then and then floats out. So I love this show, but you know, part of me wonders if we reached the recapability of it. Like we did a lot better than last season, and it's really no reflection. Like, it's truly one of my favorites. We nominated this show for Show of the Year in the Crappies. That's how much we like it. But
yeah, I'll always watch it. But one thing we require, you know, one thing I need when we recap a show is pages and pages of really bitter notes. Like, I need to get through my pages. Yeah. Like, oh my God, who am I? I need to think like Satan's writing these notes. I'm like, you can't say that's so mean, you know? Or like, it's all misspelled because I'm typing so fast because I want to get every piece of fighting in there. And this just isn't that. It's cute, you know? And I'm going to keep watching it. But yeah, I don't think we need to recap this. I say we move this it because we're going to both watch it, right?
Yeah. I think what we'll do is we're gonna do solid updates. We're just gonna attach it onto a recap once a week. And it's no reflection of the quality of the show. I don't know why I'm like acting as if like I'm literally speaking to the producers and breaking up with them.
Because it's like a nice person, you know. It's like meeting a nice person, and you're just like, listen, I'm talking shit about people today, and you just didn't really make the cut. Like, you're too nice. Okay, now go off to your skating rink and have fun with your friends. I'll check in with you sometimes.
But we thrive in the presence of self-absorbed nitwits who are obnoxious.
Like,
yeah, like we need, like, the only way we can project is if we have something to project off of, right? So like, we can't look at these very nice people who have some minor disagreements but generally are like just gonna go to the skate rink and, you know, fool around. Like, that's hard for us to insert our venom into it. Like, we can do it. Like, we will do it. We'll find a way. We will ruin it. We will besmirch this lovely show today. But it's harder for us. We like it. We don't like to have to work to – we don't want to have to pull the water out of the rock. We want rock to be bleeding already, yeah, and we like, just take a little – cup,
like bleeding rocks. But also Potomac's coming back, so something has to shift in our schedule anyway, because we're not missing Potomac come hell or high water. So
no, we're not. We do five episodes a week, five recaps a week, and we do a bonus. It's a lot of time, a lot of effort. It's really hard when the times when we add a sixth recap to the main show, it's like really an exceptional time when, you know, like there are a lot of factors including our recording schedule.
That's too much explaining. No offense, but this is too much. Let's stop explaining. Oh,
fine. You're the one who's like, well, Tom's coming back, so it's another show.
I know,
like,
but it's too much.
Yes, and you're
now
like,
I'm starting
stop
to feel
stop
weird about
it. I'm like, you started explaining.
But now it's too much. It's gone overboard.
See, this is already the kind of shit we need on Family Karma.
We're going to fight each other. Like,
let's recap
ourselves.
You explain
too much. You started explaining. God damn it. You're out. No, you're out.
We're officially aunties. This is an auntie fight.
Yeah. So that's what that leads to. So we'll be moving this to another recap day. So anyway, let's get on with it, Ben.
Yeah, let's get on with it.
So I'll just sit here and listen to you. And then complain about it later.
Have you ever heard of a WAP?
I mean, that is totally anti, right? To be like, oh my God, I just heard of something, kids. A WAP. Isn't that hilarious?
Well, yeah. Yeah, then you like repeat it. Like, my dad is still working pretty hardcore on Not. Like, this was a good show. Not. Like, he's been working that one for a few decades now. Okay. So WAP is... He was also really into Homie the Clown from In Living Color. He loved Homie the Clown. So that also brought, you know, years of delight. So
God, that I would pay to see your dad doing Homie the Clown.
Well, no, he didn't do Homie the Clown. He just thought it was really funny when he said, "Homie, don't play that." He thought that was the funniest line ever. It wasn't like he was doing anything problematic. He just loved that line.
Just your dad getting up at Thanksgiving dinner doing Homie the Clown.
Yeah, he actually now that I think about it, he stopped that a while ago, and I'm afraid that this is going to get back to him, and he's gonna start it back up again. So no one remind my dad about this, please.
I'm Let's never doing Homie not. The Clown again. Not! Your dad just starts armpit farting at Thanksgiving.
He's going to do Fireman Bill, Fire Marshal Bill, or whatever his name was. So anyway, so we start with Bali and Anisha sitting in the interview space. And Bali's like, as much as I love Anisha, her texting drives me chakar, which means dizzy spells. Okay, it's like, hi, Bali, love you. Ding, 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 ding. Send me a message. And it's like, oh, my God, it's just a broken nail. I'm like, cool. That's also, didn't we just see this with like Dylan and Sean's mom, that she's like also a massive texter?
Yeah. And so then we go over to, we're still at her house. That was like her intro scene. And she's getting her house ready for Friendsgiving. Like, look, like, Fendi, come here. Like, you're so much drama. That's why I don't, like, have friends for Thanksgiving, Fendi. Like, chill.
Yeah. Oh, guess what I don't have for Friendsgiving? Turkey. Who forgets the turkey? Wow. I guess only older people with bad minds. I'm not an auntie, okay?
God, I wish there was something to make me feel like younger and more hip. Ding dong. Wap, honey. Yes.
And Anisha's like, Bali is like the cool girl in high school that's older than you, but you want to be friends with because she's older, you know? And you're like, wow, like she's lived. She's been through a lot. She's seen so many presidents and seen technologies come and go.
I mean, she was there before radio. Like, she's the kind of girl you want to call when you're just like, God, I wish I could talk to like a mop that's been wrung out and dried out on the floor. You know what I mean? Bali's just looking at her like, what the hell, bitch?
Sometimes it's weird to look at Bali and be like, wow, I'm just looking at her and she's not moving because I'm so used to like that Ken Burns thing that goes across her face.
Whenever she looks sad, I just tell her, hey, look, you know, don't be sad. Like, milk expires, but then it turns to cheese, which is great. Everybody loves cheese.
My favorite thing is explaining what the internet is to her, because she's just like, you know, it's hard for her to adapt to new technologies.
So she's like, yeah, she never even takes my advice. I don't even know why she calls me. So then Bali and her sit down. They have some champagne, and they talk about the tea party and Monica's dad being there, and Anisha's just trying to be nice. She's like, wow, he was there. Monica's father. Wow, how nice for her. You know, I really hope that she's happy with Rishi, because they seem great together, and she has a WAP now, so I'm happy for that. I had to rewind that. I was like, she has a what? And then when I finally realized later in the episode she was saying WAP.
WAP all this time.
No.
Yeah. So Bali's like, yeah, I want to take Raj to a bar and get like shit canned and like find him a hottie and then go home and like throw up while Monica holds our hair back. I think that'll be so much fun. I'm sure Monica is the worst person to come home drunk to. You know, she'll do that thing where she's like going to give like begrudging help. She's going to be storing it up. So that way the next day she'd be like, yeah, you were drunk last night. Like, you got to control yourself. She's just waiting to give you that lecture.
Yeah, because Monica's not even that friend who waits. I think that she would start it right away. Like, she'd hold your head back, but she'd be like, oh my God, you drank too much. I mean, you know, we need to talk about this. I don't think you're okay. Like, we need to talk about this right now. Like, I'm holding your hair. Like, can you save this until the morning, okay? You never talk like that to a drunk person. You talk like that to people who are hungover, but never a drunk person, lady.
Yeah. So Bali is saying that she's inviting Monica to Friendsgiving, and Anisha promises that she's going to be cordial, you know, because last time there was so much drama, Ronnie, so much. And also the other thing is that last time, like this year, Friendsgiving is going to have a very organized, because 2 years ago, Brian brought KFC and Vishal brought paneer.
Sounds like Thanksgiving to me.
I don't see what's wrong with that, by the way, Bali.
Yeah. And then we see a clip of Brian coming in. He's like, wink, 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 wink. Hey, everybody, I brought KFC. Wink, 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 wink. And also some mac and cheese and some rolls. I was like, so it's not just like some cold fried chicken off the floor of his car. Like, he brought the mac and cheese. Can we please give some credit to the person who got some mac and cheese on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And I brought a WAP. Okay, Anisha, we get it.
So let's see. Polly's like, well, this is just for the friends, because it's Frank's Friendsgiving, not Auntiesgiving, because I'm not an auntie.
Yeah. And then Anisha starts talking about dating and how she's talking to like the four different guys, but none of them are in Miami. I'm, of course, just waiting for Auntie Seema to do a crossover appearance on this show, you know, from Indian Matchmaking. That's what I really, really want.
Mm-hmm. Because she's so rude.
She's so rude. She just give that smile, that evil smile. She'd be like, oh, okay, so you'd like to talk about WAP on a date? Okay. Here, here's a mound of dirt for you. Go date that.
Let us talk eyelash first. So then Bali's like, oh my god, you know, like, you need a toy. And she's like, oh yeah, that's what Dylan says, honey. She's like, well, when was the last time you have sex? Do you have a hand shower? Do you have that? She's like, yeah, but I only like use it on my hair.
She's like, you masturbate with your hair? No, I actually just like use my eye wash. She goes, well, you can use my hand shower at Thanksgiving. That's a guaranteed WAP.
Literally. Because you're literally in the shower.
Because it means wet ass power shower head. But I don't know.
Didn't she tell her she could use her Dyson? Isn't that a vacuum cleaner? I got very confused in this scene.
I don't know. Does Dyson make shower heads? See, now we're the aunties again.
Yeah, see, I'm confused. We're like great aunties, because we're confused about an auntie conversation, okay? So we're even out-aging the aunties with this one.
Yeah, so now we go over to the Kapais, who we love. They're still coasting on all sorts of goodwill from last week. And Amrit is on the phone. Basically, Amrit is with Nicholas, and he's showing up at his mom's house where Nani is. And Nicholas is like very nervous about how to act, because this is his first time seeing Nani since the coming out. And he's like wondering if he should act differently. And Amrit's like, no, just be the same. And every meeting will get more and more normal.
Yeah. I mean, Nani's fine now, you know, like Nani's big monologue was, I don't like that. and then two minutes later, she's like, I'm fine with it. You're great. So, yeah, Nicholas is freaking out a little. And he's like, should I touch her feet? And he's like, just be natural. He's like, so touch her feet. I mean, I guess. It's like, okay. So she comes out with Lavina and her walker. And Lavina's like, mother, you have one more grandson now. She's like, oh, yes. You know, Amrit told me about you. And, you know, if you're both happy, what can you do? And then he's like, oh, my God, Auntie. You're like basically a tilapia soft serve by now.
This makes me happier than knowing I want a lifetime supply of tilapia. Wow. And she's like, you know, God's only plan is like that. You know, if he's happy, I'm also happy. Yeah. So they start walking and she's like, you know, first we had the shock there. And Lavina's like, yeah, no, it was a shock for us, too. And Nick is like, yeah, you know, it wasn't easy. You know, but, you know, sometimes you run out of tilapia. Are we talking about making tilapia, how it wasn't easy the first time? Is that what we're talking about?
So he talked about when he came out, he was 18, like he came out, to himself, like he knew who he was and admitted that. But he was raised as an evangelical Christian. Hi, getcha, I gotcha. God, I wish I could take my issues like that. Like me being raised in a really religious, horrifying, unaccepting environment. Into working out. You know, it just seems unfair. It's like it worked out for Nicholas. He looks great. Yeah. So at 25, he finally stopped talking to pastors about praying the gay away and stuff, and he finally accepted it. And his parents' progress is that they don't, like, move away from him anymore, cringe every time he comes in.
Cringe.
Yeah.
Unless he has tilapia.
Yeah, and unless he has, like, protein shake farts, which is, you know, that's natural.
And during this whole scene, what I love that Lavina is such like that mom that just sort of has a big tacky novelty t-shirt and doesn't care, because the entire time she's wearing a shirt that says in big sort of big font that says, my dog thinks I'm kind of a big deal. I don't know why it cracked me up. It's like one time I saw an old lady walking on down the sidewalk and she was wearing a t-shirt that said 1 tequila, 2 tequila, 3 tequila floor. I was like, She's like, my grandson gave it to me. You know that's what it is. You know that Lavina loves her. My dog thinks I'm kind of a big deal t-shirt. Like, she thinks that's like the funniest t-shirt.
Hey, never underestimate the power of Five Below. Okay.
I don't know what that is. But
it's like a $5 dollar store.
Oh,
it's amazing. You feel like you're so fancy. You're like, I'm not in the dollar store like the poor people. I'm in the Five Below. So
Five Below.
And they have a whole t-shirt rack with like funny t-shirts like that. So Lavina, you know, it's like she's walking down the street like, I'm proud of my son and my dog.
And then, you know, Nick is saying how he's, you know, he's nervous. What keeps him up at night is wondering whether or not his parents would ever come to his wedding. And then Nani goes on to say, she's like, I'm Brahm. Brahm meets God. You're also Brahm.
No, that's carbs. That's carbs. That's carbs. Not Graham, like the crackers. Brahm. Okay. Oh.
Nick's like, oh, thank God. So what you're saying, you have tilapia for me? No, never mind.
So Nick feels better, you know, because she's so sweet and stuff. And Nick's like, oh, my God, how do I say thank you? And Lavinia's like, you say thank you. She understands English.
So now we go over to Vishal. We get a little thing with Vishal and his parents. And Reshma's like, everybody loves Vishal. Everybody. And Vishal's like, well, everyone should strive to be like me. Sure.
Because they're talking his name, right? Like Vishal is a god or something. He's like, yeah, everyone should worship. And she's like, stop with the ego. And he goes, well, my name does mean greatness. So then we see them go to a mother and son lunch on the water. And he's got the shakes. And he's cold. But
he's cold. And Reshma, it's sort of funny because Reshma, every now and then, I've noticed this, that she will say something like that's sort of stoner sounding, and she does this a lot. So she goes, you're shivering, man. Like sometimes, like, she'll be like, dude, you're shivering. What's going on? I'm like, Reshma, you're not talking auntie enough.
Bro, you are shivering. And he's like, well, it's cold out here. And she's like, yes, you need a blanket. You're going like this. You're like Ali Sheedy on the A train. Please. Like, you're shaking. Your jaw is clumping too much.
And then there's a cloud of, there's like a flash of light and a cloud of smoke. And Lopa appears. Hi, I'm Lopa. Here's how you do it. Hey, you pussy boy. You're so cold. Your teeth chatter like, ha, cha, 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 cha. You are pussy. A poof. And she's gone.
Yeah, that's why it was so cold. Lopa's there.
Lopa.
And she's like, no, get a blanket. So she puts a blanket on him because it's one of those restaurants with blankets on chairs. And he's like, oh, my God.
And then
God.
She shames him to the waiter, by the way. She's like, she turns to the waiter. She's like, he's very cold. Okay, I told him to use a blanket. Look at him. Little skinny Vishal right here. He's skinny little boy. Why are you so cold, man?
So he's like, yeah, we should do this once a week, Ma. Take the whole office. Yeah, it's easy for you to say. You're not going to pay for the whole office to eat there. Be generous with your own damn money. Get out of your mother's pocket, sir.
Yeah. So she wants Vishal to get a broker's license because he only has an associate's license right now. I guess to put it in terms of selling sunset terms, she wants him to graduate up to Divina level and have a broker's. But right now he's just a Chrishell, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chrishell. God, I want that show to come back.
I know. I was thinking about it. I'm so ready for it to come back. I like need it so badly.
Yeah. So she wants him to take over her company. And he's like, well, I can go take my test, but I have to set a week aside to do it. And she's like, well, say when. You say right here to America. When are you going to do it? He's like, in due course. How about that?
Yeah. And then we have like another interview segment, which I didn't write anything down. But what was notable about it was that Reshma was in a different outfit and she was dressed like a Disney princess. I was like, is Reshma going to mom prom? What is happening here?
Man, Reshma does really glam it up. Like, you get those contact lenses and like the Dillard's, you know, glitter lady section, and she's off to the races, that one.
Yeah, definitely. So Vishal is thinking about getting a license in Memphis because Richa is back in Memphis working with Lopa. Ha! Lopa! And, you know, neither one of them are interested in giving up their jobs, nor seems like neither one of them are interested in moving to each other's town. So they're just going to, I don't understand this relationship necessarily, but Vishal's going to buy a place in Memphis.
Well, supposedly, yeah. He's going to go look to show that he's taking the first steps, whatever that means. But then I think he also
walking
likes
in Memphis, if you will.
Yeah. But I think he also just likes to say, I'm buying two houses. I'm buying two houses. Yeah. I'm going to buy two houses. He's telling everybody.
These houses, these houses are like a brother to me.
I'm going to put that house's face in the ground if it's ever made to me.
Hey, house, I heard what you're saying. Put your face in the ground if you say it again. Okay, house.
So he gets a text from Brian about going roller skating for a double date with the Mons.
Yeah, the Mons. Speaking of which, we now go to the rink where Brian and Mons, aka Dr. Monica Delmonico, they're ice skating, and it's Monica's first time ice skating. And he's like being flirty, and you know, he still has this big imposter syndrome because she is a doctor who went to medical school, and he, you know, is at this point, all we know is that works in IT. And so he's basically like, hey, Mons, I told you, if you stick with me, I'll take you places, just me and you against the world. And here we are in beautiful, glamorous ice skating rink of suburban Miami.
Yeah. Wink, 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 wink. And he tells us he watches rom-coms and uses all those lines on both the Mons. And yeah, they totally worked. Did he? I thought he didn't date Monica. I'm so confused. Not Dr. Monica, but other Monica.
Well,
what was that? How is that considered dating? What they did? Did they date before?
No,
he said.
I thought he said he used the lines on his Mons, not both Mons, just his Mons.
Oh, I took it on the Mons. I took it as the Mons.
You plural. Oh, I see. Yeah, no, it was just one Mons, and maybe some others that were, and maybe some non-Monses, but just only his Mons, because you know it wouldn't work on Monica V, because she'd probably be like, "What's that from?" And I'd be like, "It's from Sleepless in Seattle. What's that about?" You know, she doesn't yes and it.
Oh my God, like you have to sleep. That's ridiculous. Who would do that?
Why would you watch that? Why? Why? You don't like Seattle. No, that's not the point, Monica.
Good people don't watch movies about people who don't get their rest. So maybe that's why Meg Ryan isn't in movies anymore. She's like exhausted.
Well, here's one from while you were sleeping. Why are you interrupting me while I'm sleeping? Why do you want to watch a movie about someone doing things while I'm sleeping?
Why are you watching a movie about lazy people? Like, why are they sleeping when other people are up doing things?
What's romantic about one person sleeping and then their other person being awake? I like couples that do things together.
Oh. but then later in the episode, the Monicas are talking and she's like, no, like, I'm not jealous of you at all. Like, I'm so glad he found someone that I really like. And she's like, yeah, and I'm really glad that he's around you who I really like. Like, they're talking like Monica's his ex-girlfriend or something. And I'm confused as to how that. I mean, another thing last season was, I like you. And she's like, gross. And he's like, but I like you. And she's like, gross. But I don't know. I don't remember them being in a relationship. That's it.
They're
safe,
like,
okay.
Yeah, Brian and original Monica are like, they're not like an on again, off again couple. They're like sort of, I don't know, light dimmer set at mid range versus light dimmer set at mid low range. I don't know how you even, maybe that's even too much for them. It's just sort of like off again romance that no one really cares about. So, Brian gives us one of his lines that he uses, which is, hey, we may not be perfect, you and I, but I don't want that perfect relationship. I want me and you, which I have no idea what that's from. Like maybe Armageddon. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Nightmare on Elm Street. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Sounds terrifying. So also, who wants to hear that? We may not be perfect, but I don't want perfect. Well, good. Good for you. Guess what I want? Perfect. Okay. Get a better job and order me some dinner. Hell, I'm supposed to find that romantic? I hate when people say that. I'm not perfect, okay? I'm just not perfect.
Yeah.
Well, at least fake it, okay? Or try better. That's not an excuse.
And if I'm vegetarian, don't take me to some place where the only thing for me to eat is a literal pile of vegetables. How about that? Did you notice that?
Yeah, later? But I mean, that's sometimes our only choice, you know?
I know, but I'm saying, like, if you was really putting in an effort, he would give you a better choice. You don't take your vegetarian girlfriend where she only has one choice, okay?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm with you. I want some fake meats on that.
I'm advocating for you.
She's a doctor. Get her some, you know, fake wings or whatever.
yeah, some impossible stuff.
Yeah.
So they're skating, and Brian's like a really good skater. And so it's basically like watching a nature special, like when the Birds of Paradise does that little dance, you know, to be like, you should mate with me. I'm the best little bird of paradise there is. And so he's sort of doing all these like spins and things. And she's just like, I'm a doctor. I spent my free time studying, not ice skating.
Yeah, he's basically just kind of showing off, doing really basic things and winking a lot. That's like literally what he's doing with his two hairlines. And then she's like, oh my God, you're so good. And the producer's like, well, why is it so important to impress her with ice skating? And he goes, oh, it's an Indian thing. You know, it's like always proving your worth. Hey, guess what else it is? A human thing, okay? When you're dating. That's what you do.
Yeah. So, and then Brian's parents start talking about the idea of like proving yourself to older generations and everything, and saying how, you know, like, you know, Brian is an IT consultant and it's a very lucrative career, especially in Q4. And, you know, he's second guessing and wondering, like, you know, he shouldn't be second guessing himself and wondering how he measures up. And for example, Dharma's parents wanted her to marry a doctor and she didn't. And then they came around, you know,
after they disowned her. You see?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. Exactly. Just that.
Then they disowned her, and she's like, "Well, once they, you know, once they realized that he would pay the electricity bills and the, you know, the food bills occasionally, they were okay with it. So they talked to me again."
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then, other Monica joins, and so now there's two Monicas, and they're on the ice, and it's like, Brian, why did you set up this ridiculous romantic situation for yourself? And he's like, oh, man, I thought it was going to be a double date. But then Rishi had to work. But we have a plan B, Vishal.
Vishal. Oh, God. Plan B, Vishal. Poor guy. I wonder how many times he's been told that.
I wonder how much time, how often plan B is referenced on this show.
Q4. Plan B.
Q4.
Do you have a plan B? Do you have a plan B? Because it's Q4. So.
Wop. Wop. So they are so now they're all like just like cavorting on the ice, and then there's this like really funny moment where like Monica and Monica stand across from each other and like raise their hands up together like they're doing London Bridge, and they're like, Vishal, come skate under our hands. And then he tries to do it, and then they lower their hands, and so he can't do it. I'm like, these people are so wild. They're out of control.
Get them to rehab immediately. I thought it was funny that Brian was like, yeah, you know, I didn't want it to be a double date, but, you know, Rishi can't make it. Look, I'm not trying to make this some sister wives shit. So he makes a sister wives thing, but then he kind of does the opening to Big Love with the girls, which is funny. It's like the ice skating and the like lifting the arms to go under. Oh, Big Love, I miss ya. Oh, also, did you hear that guy? Oh, it's so good. That's a good HBO show to watch if you're, you know, if you need something. What was I going to say? Oh, Sister Wives. So did you hear that dude from Sister Wives, Cody, that gross ass, tried to get a 25-year-old wife and she refused? That was like the best news of my week. Fucking men.
Did not hear that. No, I did not hear that. I'll be sure to follow up on that. So now they're talking about Friendsgiving, and it's like, oh my God, like, I just hope there's not drama like last Friendsgiving. And we see the like Brian and Monica thing where she was like, I can't believe you're talking about this at Friendsgiving.
Monica's, you know, like, do not talk about our failed arm bridge. I do not want drama at this Friendsgiving.
Like, it's not my fault you don't know that London Bridge is falling down. It's not called London Bridge is staying up, okay? Gosh, so much drama.
So then we see Chitra and Dharma. They're doing their diary room thing together. And they're talking about Chitra saying, you know, my children say I was strict because I wouldn't let them date at 13. And I say, you know, well, let's wait until you have children. You let them start dating at 10 and see how you feel about it. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
That's,
you can't
different.
Just shave 3 years off the
yeah, that's
example.
Different. Yeah, you can't do that. It's like if you said that, like if someone at 19 versus 17, those 2 years matter, okay? So then Dharma shows up at Chitra's house and she has like flowers everywhere. And she's like, oh my God, how do you have all these flowers? Like, well, you know, I cut them on Thursday. Like I spend my time thinking about lots of things. And sometimes when I'm angry, I just think I'm cutting people's heads off or something like that.
Yeah.
And so there's flowers.
Yeah, they basically talk about how they're so involved in their kids' lives, and it's kind of fun because they feel needed. And yeah. Chitra is saying, you know, we have to go to the temple to pray for our kids. And I go to the temple for everything. I went to the temple to fast, and now look at me. You know, I look so good. Yeah. I use God for every excuse for my convenience. She says, God, if you give me this, I'll stop doing sugar. God, if you give me this, I'll stop eating rice. And now look at me.
And then she said, but you know what they said, like don't do that anymore, because then you're just fasting and then you'll just be angry on an empty stomach. So don't do that anymore.
So that's them. They're just talking about their kids. And then we go to Dylan and Anisha in a sex shop because the moms have just said, they don't tell us everything and we don't want to know. The things they're not telling us, we don't want to know. Cut to the sex shop.
Whoa. Pixelate heaven. Everything's pixelated.
And he's just like, wop, wop. Anybody got a Dyson?
They look like they are walking through like a sequence factory because all the pixels that are just like flickering in the background. And he's just like, honey, wop, wop. This is like the Home Depot of sex stores. So they walk up to the clerk.
She tells the sales lady, she goes, this wop is dipped in gold, honey.
She does a twofer in that sentence. She's like, I have grown my virginity back. I'm like a born again virgin. And then she starts talking about how she's learned from Dylan about sex stuff and everything. And she's like, I learned Prince Albert? And she's like, it's a piercing at the tip of your schlong. And Dylan goes, you can't call it a schlong. She goes, well, what do you call it? A dick. I didn't know that there was like a discernible difference between the terms.
Between schlong and schlong is very innocent. So then they're like talking about
what schlong and dick are like the same. Same tier of bodiness.
Like offensive level.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, I guess like if you say cock, that's worse, right? It's like trucker language. If you're like, yeah, it's a piercing on your cock.
True. Doesn't really get much worse than that, does it though, huh? I feel like for women, the words get just so much worse. For vagina, they just get more and more vulgar, you know, but with penis it just sort of ends at cock, right?
Yeah. So yeah, schlong. So we go schlong. Pee-pee. Well, we go pee-pee, then we go wiener, and then
I think
go...
the top one is member actually is very Victorian.
Well, that's like the doctor. Yeah, that's if you go to the doc. Well, not even the doctor. Yeah.
No, and then... that's if you're Jane Austen. She touched his member. or manhood.
Like, yeah, or if you're just in a country club or something. And then, yeah, manhood. And I guess then schlong. Penis. Schlong. Dick. Cock. I don't know. I feel like our words are already just kind of so lame that they don't need to be gross. Like penis. Oh,
it's
your penis.
And a penis is such an annoying word.
It is.
Can't we do
yeah.
better?
Yeah, we need better.
We deserve it. You know what? We
better words
it.
for schlongs. Okay, guys? Schlong dick cocks.
There's probably another one out there that we're just totally boner, I guess. That's more of like the state of the dick.
Right.
Peen. You could say peen. It's more of an abbreviation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm good. You know what? I'm good with all the words for dick.
I think we've really explored this topic very yeah, well.
I'm good. I think I've come to the conclusion that we don't need more words for a dick. Like a dick's a dick, okay? We need to
dick
stop focusing so much on dick,
blow dick.
Okay?
Okay.
Other
so,
things of life.
Yeah. So then the producers asked Chitra if she's okay with sex toys. And she's like, yeah, actually, I just don't want to see them. You know, like, you know, this isn't high school. You know, I don't have to sit there and say, why are you whiling away your time with this instead of your homework? You know, she can have one.
Yes, now she's riding the vacuum cleaner around the house. I just say, you know, good for you. You're an adult.
Yeah.
Glad we froze those eggs. So then Bali's getting ready for the party, and Anisha comes over with a pavlova. She's like, I made a pavlova, honey. Yes.
It's in the shape of a wop. It's a wop. It stands for wet ass pavlova. It's just a wet pavlova. It's unbaked.
It's so funny how girls do that though. Like if they're hanging around a gay guy, for the, well, I mean, I know it's not the first time, but, you know, in a long time. Also, like, my nieces even walk around like, yes, honey. I'm like, where did that come from? Like, yes, queen. Like, I don't even talk like that. Like, how did I rub off on you like that? You know? But just being around me, they're like, whatever, bitch. I'm like, what?
I'm like that, too. When I went back to New York, my friends were all like, Ben, why do you keep saying adorbs? I was like, I have no idea why I'm saying adorbs, but apparently I'm saying it all the time. Like, that is adorbs. That's adorbs. I don't know where it comes from. But apparently I said it enough that my friends had to be like, could you? I was basically doing.
You're getting gayer from just hanging around yourself.
I was. You take one 6-hour flight and then you're just like, well, I got no one else to be gay around, so I'll just gay myself up.
You spent so much time with yourself on the flight. You're like, adorbs.
I gave myself my own pride parade on the flight. I was like, this is like a transcontinental pride parade of one. It's adorbs. Yeah, adorbs was my WAP.
It's called the dick, honey.
This, your WAP is adorbs, honey.
Let's see. Everybody starts arriving and hugging and stuff. And the bartender's like, we have a cocktail. It is Prosecco with bourbon and cranberries. No. No, thank you. That sounds like a headache. But thank you, sir. Back away slowly.
That sounds like the WAP of cocktails. Am I right, everyone? No? Did I misuse WAP? It's okay.
It's like a wet-ass Prosecco.
Prosecco. Wet-ass Prosecco. That's what that stands for.
Most of the food today, you guys, is vegetarian. Oh, speaking of meat, Rishi, are you gonna marry him? Like, what's going on, Monica? And Anisha's like, yeah, he's such a keeper. And so they're surrounding her, like nagging her about the guy, but you know, Monica loves it.
Yes.
She's like, yes, you know, I mean, it's so great. You know, our parents were into it, we're into it. Hopefully it'll be soon.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I'm going to be your dad's wing woman. And Monica quickly changes the subject and sort of. And she's like, you know what's funny is that like my mom was saying like, what's his bumper? What's his Kinder? I'm like, Mom, it's Bumble and Tinder. Mom.
Yeah, and she's like starting to date, and it's like so weird having this conversation with my mom. Like, let's just leave it like this, you know? Like, I'd be so jealous if she got a boyfriend. Like, when the phone rings, I'd be like, is that your boyfriend? You're spending time with me. Why'd you have to ruin our family? You know, I was just like to keep it like my mom and my dad. Like, that would be cool. Like, I don't want them on apps. You know, it'd be really cool if my mom dated my dad. Wouldn't that be great, you guys?
Say you're an only child without saying you're an only child. I'm surprised Anisha wasn't like, so you're saying that your mom has a WAP? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. So then Vishal and Dylan arrive together, and Sean is out of town, so Dylan doesn't have his brother to date. And Rich is out of town, so Vishal is now Dylan's date. And they're cool now, guys. They're cool.
Yeah, everything's
they got
totally
past
cool.
That huge... put your face in the grand drams.
Yeah, they have a cop cool ass pussy right now. Yeah, they're cool. So then Brian and Monica arrive, and then Amrit and Nicholas, and then Anisha's just like being nosy and asking Dr. Monica what attracted her to Brian, and he's like, hey, I'm the real catch. My mom always says I'm the real catch, right? Have you ever seen a triple lux but only doing like one lux and not really a full lux? That's me.
That's who you want to marry. The guy who goes, my mom says I'm the cat in this relationship.
Yeah. And then Amrit is like sort of an underminer. He's like, you know, I hear Brian Benny is dating a new girl. And I'm like, okay, that's fun. Whatever. I'm like, okay, that's kind of rude. Like, I mean, it's
yeah,
true.
He's a dick,
but like,
and I love it.
He's kind of rude.
Yeah, he's like the Lisa Rinna of this show, where he's always the one who's like, guys, let's play a game. Let's play a game that's going to make somebody besides me look stupid. It's going to be hilarious.
And Dr. Monica's like, you know what? I didn't meet him like during his solo cup phase. Like, timing is everything. Timing is everything. I'm like, You know he's still in that phase, right? Like, I hate to break it to you, but we just watched him, like, chugging from solo cups, like, 2 days, like, two episodes ago.
I know, because they're showing him all, they're showing us all these pictures of him in his party days. And they're like, oh, yeah, remember him? He used to be, like, fall-down drunk slut face. And like, oh, my God, yeah, remember when he did that donkey show? Oh, my God, what a loser. Remember that time when he was, like, snorting coke off Mickey Mouse's ass or whatever it is? And it's like, you guys are both pressuring this girl to get married to him, but also telling her, he's, like, an alcoholic slut. You know, make up your mind.
Yeah. But also at the same time, trying to suggest that he is like grown up. I'm like, I'm not sure. He still doesn't know how to do laundry. So then Bali goes, so did you think he'd be taller than he actually is? Look at him. Look how short he is. Hey, Brian, stand up. Stand up. Just kidding. He's already standing.
Brian, do you need something? Are you saying that because I'm short? Yeah. You know, in Indian culture, you know what people like? 6 foot tall guys. Okay, that's what they like in Indian. They like that in every culture, Brian. Okay.
Yeah, he starts talking about how, like being tall, working in healthcare, providing a $100,000 ring. And he's like, ah, man, like, I'm sort of, you know, I'm not sure if I can do the ring. I don't know. I'm in Q4, am I right? We're in Q4. It's so busy. So busy.
And Dr. Monica's like, well, I'm ready, guys. I am so ready. Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow your roll there, Dr. Monica. Okay. And Brian's like, I'm not ready, not ready. So then Bali says, let's go snort our appetizers. And I was like, finally, a real party. I was like, she couldn't have said that. So I rewound it and I heard, let's go snort our appetizers. I was like, oh my God, she can't be. What was she saying?
Let's go start our appetizers.
Oh.
Start.
Well, that's like, pretty obvious. Start
on appetizers. Yeah.
That's pretty obvious, actually. Wow. Okay, I officially need to get out more. I'm just hearing that now on this show.
let's start on our wah wet ass appetizers. What ass appetizers? Okay,
let's go snort. Let's go snort. Why can't? Why? Why? What's?
Listen, Ronnie. Well, I was gonna say they're not in L.A., but they're in Miami, so I think it'd be fair to expect some sort of snorting.
Oh, yeah. So then Anisha's like, Bali, this is so beautiful. I can't wait to see what you're gonna plan for Nicholas and Vishal. I mean Nicholas and Amrit.
That'd be interesting.
I know, right? I just keep giving this show plot twists.
Vishal, what's going on with your wedding, man?
Now they're all drug addicts and the gay guys are fucking every other guy.
I mean, I'm into this alternate reality. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I like. Okay. Let's just cast Dorinda on this show.
Yeah, but there we go. That's how you Heather Locklear this shit up. So Monica is telling Monica that there's like, this is what you talked about before, that they're so happy that they still like Brian. They're still friends. Like, I love that. Like, Monica, I love that. I love you, Monica. Monica, I love that. I love you, Monica. Oh my God, you're the best Monica that ever. Monica, you're the best Monica. You know what we're like? We're like in harmony. We're like, we're like a harmony of Monicas. We're like harmonicas.
Yeah, this is amazing. I'm like, Brian, solidify this shit and buy the ring. And Brian can hear them, and he's freaking out. He's like, I mean, everyone in the friend group is getting serious, but I'm just 29. I mean, they're like 34. I'm only 29. I'm practically a baby, okay?
Hey, guys, I have a fun game. Should we play it now?
You know, well, it's, I have a Connect fun 4. Game, too. You might want to put a busy pass on your vagina, okay? Because so many guys are going through your vagina. You better clip and put an easy pass on it, bitch, all right?
That would be terrifying if Dorinda were just, like, wandering through this party of, like, nice, gentle people. So... Bali has a fun game. This is the Lisa Rinna time. And Anushka run all the questions. Anush, you have the questions? Anushka?
I'm talking to my adorable daughter, Anushka, right now, and not my horrible roommate, all right? Can you, like, concentrate on me? Focus on your mother right now, Anushka.
Anushka? So, okay, so Vishal asks, so Vishal starts up and he goes, if my name were Monica, would Brian make out with me? And they're all like, oh my God, like, I didn't write that. And it's like, oh, Vishal, He made it up himself. He's such a ham. You're such a ham, man. That's his mom calling up. Hey, it's your mother calling to say, you're such a ham, man.
Bro. Bro. Ham. Bro. Bro ham.
Bro.
You are such bro. A ham, bro ham.
Bro, I heard from Auntie Network that you're making jokes at the party. You're such a ham, man.
So then they make it look like Dr. Monica's so mad at that question, but then we find out that she wasn't even listening. She's still talking to Monica about how much they love Monica.
They're like, the Monicas are having like a Monica-gasm in the corner.
They really are. They're like, oh my god,
you like
Monica,
pebbles? I like Monica. Pebbles.
Yeah. Hey Monica, I want to play a game. Oh my god, let's play a game. Okay, which Monica is better, you or me? Oh my god, I can't pick. Me neither. Tie, tiesies.
What side's your favorite, left or right? I like both. Me too.
I'm so Ambi right now. Oh my god, Ambi's my goal. Oh my god, twins.
Who do you like more, John Mayer or John Candy? John Candy. Me too, because his last name's Candy. I know.
John Tesh. Trick question. Oh my god, I love John Tesh.
Do you listen to the NBA theme song before going to bed? Yes, me too.
I listen to WAP, honey. I listen to the WAP before bed, honey.
Have you heard the WAP remix of the NBA theme song? WAP, 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 WAP.
So Vishal gets his question, and oh no, wait. First, so the girls come over. The Monicas come over, and Monica's question is, "Oh my god, I got Mary fuck kill. I would marry Monica. Me too. I would marry Monica too. I will."
But actually, what she really says is, she says for fuck, she'd say Bali, and then marry Amrit, and then to kill, she goes Fendi the dog. I was like, whoa. I feel like for some reason, like, I'm not even a dog person, but I feel like just killing off the dog is pretty cruel.
That is like the worst thing you can do, you know? Like when they have horror movies and you see all these people getting butchered and like sliced apart and their necks slit and their heads chopped off. It's like, oh, that's fun. But man, if they fuck with the dog, the audience will scream and walk out. Like, you'll lose
audience. Oh, yeah.
You don't kill the dog. What'd the dog do?
Like, in Monica's attempt to, like, not be a mean person and kill off any of her friends, she just, like, actually exposes herself to be the most, like...
serial killer.
Evil.
Yeah.
Kill Fendi the dog. Whoa.
So what car would Vishal be? He's like, I would be an Aston Martin. Like, I last all night long.
Hey, it's your mother. You don't know how to drive stick, man. What are you trying to do?
Don't forget to put on this blanket before you get into that Aston Martin.
Man.
Bro.
Dude, you can't drive that.
You should be an Aston Broham.
Oh, he's a pussy. He deserves a Ford Focus. Except Focus is a thing that he could only aspire to have. I'm Lopa.
A Ford no Focus. Lopa!
Ford no Focus. Oh my god. So
so they ask a really awkward question. Let's see. Brian. So Brian's like, who would you have a one night stand with in this group? And they're like, you can't answer your girlfriend. And he's like, oh my god, guys, no comment. No comment, guys, no comment.
And they're like, you have to. He goes, no, guys. There's just no one here that I want to have a one-night stand with. You're all butt ugly. Sorry.
I know you're uncomfortable, but thank you for not pulling a Monica and saying Fendi. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Fendi's already been killed off, so it's not really an option.
Well, that would be even worse. You choose dead Fendi for your one-night stand.
Dead Fendi. So Anisha's like, okay, I'm going to say Brian, and I'm going to make this moment all about myself. Here, everyone, I'm giving out gifts. They're all little Ganeshes, because Ganesh brings – I forget what Ganesh brings. Probably maybe peace. I forget what it was.
He clears obstacles. Like, well,
clears obstacles. So the choices were Ganesh or Xanax or a WAP or a WAP. WAP in a bag.
Vishal takes the clearing obstacles Ganesha and just falls down, and like a guy with a steady job steps right on top of him. And it worked!
So Anisha's like, okay, now that I've given you guys that, can you guys give me a guy? And Anisha's like, I mean, Bali's like, oh yeah, so he needs to be thick like a milkshake, because I like my men thick like a milkshake. That's what I'm into.
And I'm lactose intolerant. I was like, okay, look, I laugh at you because you have like a funny voice and you say everything in a really droll way. But what the fuck are you talking about, lady?
It literally made no sense. Thick like a milkshake. I mean, it makes sense. I get it. Milkshakes are thick, but I just, it's not what Anisha wants. Okay. So long story short, all the guys stick up their shirts and jump in the tiny pool and somehow do not give themselves concussions.
Yeah, you know, and Anisha's like, well, I always say the sun will always rise, and Auntie will always ask you when you're going to get married, and Vishal will always take his shirt off, okay? He'll always find a reason.
This is true. So now it's another day, and Brian and Monica, Dr. Monica, are going on a day date at a restaurant, and Brian's like, I'm pulling all the stops today, no budget, and she just looks at him like, I could buy and sell this meal five times. I could buy and sell you, like Mike Shoehead.
I could buy and sell you, okay? Do not say a word until we get home.
Yeah, she's basically like, nice flex, but I'm the doctor here. Okay, Q4.
Yeah. So we get to hear a lot of Dr. Monica in this scene, which, I mean, we've heard her talk before, but in this scene, maybe it's the hat. I'm not really sure. But this is all I hear in the scene. I was like, when did this voice come? Because she's like, oh my God, like, it's been like so long. Like, we've been dating for like so long. I mean, not really that long. He's like, a few months, right? She's like, yeah. But like, the thing is, like, when you know, you know. Like, when you know, you know. Do you know what that means? He's like, know what? No, you know, like, do you know? Because like, I know, do you know? Because like, when you know, you know. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know?
Like, do you know?
You know when you know? Do you know what you know means? Because like, when you know, you know, when you know, you know what, when you know what means, then you know, you know what I'm saying? You know,
like,
you know,
oh, do you know what you know? Oh, when you know. Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, I've known the whole time. But I still don't think he knows what
he has no idea what they're talking about. He's like, are we going to GameStop? Is this what this is about?
So she's like, I do want to buy a game. And she's very persistent. She's like, you know, I've always thought that, like, if you want what you want, then you should just, like, say it. You have to, like, be up front. So, like, we're not getting any younger.
Yeah, she's like, you should be really up front about what you want. That's why I'm going to go back to my favorite monologue. When you know, you know, you know. You know what you know. You know, you know what you know when you know, you know. Right? You know.
We're
you
not
know,
getting
you know,
any
know.
Younger. So she's like, yeah, well, I'm going to complicate your life a little bit, waiter, because I'm a vegetarian. He's like, it's like, please look outside. You'll see a parade passing for you. Yeah.
Okay. I know. He's like, we'll give you a veggie platter. She's like, okay. So, so Monica's like, well, I'll come to Fort Lauderdale. And my idea is that eventually I want to work 3 days a week, you know, to balance babies. And Brian's like, whoa, 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 whoa. We're talking babies now. I thought that's 10 years from now. I'm like, Brian, this entire show, as far as we can tell, seems to be about marrying and having a baby. Why are you shocked that this is part of the plan? Why? Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not having babies at 40, okay? Like, I'm saying in the next 3 years. He goes, you're saying that in the next 3 years you should have babies? She goes, we should have them. We should, together.
Yeah. And then a giant pile of fries arrive, and then a giant pile of vegetables arrive for Monica. Just like piles of things at this restaurant.
You know, I love that restaurant.
The pile of fries looked great.
It really did. That's my favorite. It's like a salad and a big pile of fries. And then Brian's like, you know, this is making me really uncomfortable. I am nowhere near ready. Oh, fuck. He goes, let's rewind. I want kids, but not anytime soon. I am only 30. Okay, please stop rushing me.
And then he pulls off the classic fuckboy thing. You know, I'm more of a live in the moment kind of thing. That's like my vibe. Live in the moment. So he's already setting up the whoa, whoa, whoa. I said I wanted to take it slowly, and you're the crazy person here. Why'd you fall in love with me? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Mm-hmm.
And well, he is, you know, he is at least being honest and saying, like, whoa, this is too fast. This is moving too fast and everything else.
Yeah.
But she's pretty blatantly saying, I want marriage and babies right now. So don't say in a few years. But then we find out why, because she starts pressuring him more. And she's like, well, I mean, our parents should meet. I mean, that's next, right? He goes, it's been a while. And he's like, whoa, 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 live in the moment, live in the moment, live in the moment, live in the moment. and he's like, when parents meet, that's basically like getting engaged. Like, you don't just go meet an Indian girl's parents. Like, that's it. That's the final step. And she's like, yeah, but my dad's been asking about you. And I think, like, for me, it's going to, like, ease me into it. Like, you know, like, you and my dad, like, we can be like, oh, my God, do you like appetizers? And then he can be like, I like appetizers. And then we can talk about our financial compatibility.
He's like, yeah, but I can't say, like, you know, I'm not a doctor. And, like, I can't say, hey, uncle, I'll be making 500 racks by year 5. You know what I'm saying? And then I actually don't totally know what he was saying. I'm assuming 500 racks was like 500,000. I don't know. What does he mean? So, but then he starts talking about like, bro, why are you talking about racks, bro?
It's like, but that never scared me away because like you can kill it in what you're doing. And he's like, yeah, financial conversations with parents is kind of daunting. He goes, okay, look, just know that, you know, I want to be making more money. And then he tells us, he's like, well, you know, I really do like her, but you know, I've been going through a minor setback. Blink, 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 blink. Then he starts his like nervous blinking thing. And he's like, because of COVID, I was laid off. So, you know, there's that. And the producer's like, whoa. Because on this show, that's like saying, I mean, what is it like saying?
It's
like,
you lost your arm or something.
Yeah. Like, I've been a pimp this whole time and I sell heroin for the cartel. You know, they're like, what? Brian?
They're like, what?
He lost his job?
And he's like, yeah, I haven't told anyone yet. I just keep saying Q4 and hoping that people still think I'm employed.
And that makes more sense, doesn't it? Now that we know that he's lost his job and he's been terrified to tell anybody that he's walking around like, Q4, am I right? Hey, how are you? Q4, right?
It makes a lot more sense. So that's like the big cliffhanger that he doesn't have a job and he's in this situation with Monica. What will happen? I guess we'll have to tune in to find out.
Yeah. All right, well, that brings us to the end of this one, everybody.
No, we actually got an hour's worth out of that somehow by having all sorts of.
That's how we do. We're like, how are we going to recap this? And it's like 5 hours later.
I know, we're crazy. Okay, everyone. Well, I hope that you and all your WAPs have a great weekend.
Honey, we're gonna
be back on Monday for the Real Housewives of Potomac season premiere. Can't wait for that. Also, can't wait for Bravo to stop playing that crazy promo where they're singing the Nicki Minaj song. So until then, have a great weekend, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the Wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.